All right, so I'm in my terrible 20s right now. Or so they're called. And joining me is someone who just passed the 20s. He's now in his early 30s, and that is Brandon Toney. You guys know him. He is a conservative political contributor. He's very well known in Republican circles here, former candidate for state Senate, and he joins us in studio this morning. Appreciate him stopping by. But yeah, we were having a conversation about the terrible 20s. I think why they call it the terrible 20s, Brandon, is because what, you make your biggest life decisions, a lot of them at least, in your 20s?
Yeah, I guess so. And some of them are bad, though. You know, some can be good, some can be bad. You're just working things out, I feel like.
Yeah. So compared to your 30s, which you're 2 years into, has it been a little bit easier, or did you get your figured out in your 20s?
I say I got most of it figured out. I've kind of coasted through these first 2 years in the 30s, but you know, I feel like my body's really taking a toll on me. I feel so old when I say that, by the way, but I just feel like my back hurts. If you sit wrong, your back hurts.
Well, this guy, well,
it's
no,
just weird. I don't know how to explain
I don't think I would blame that on the aging process. I would blame that you're like always on the back of a boat or something. Like, you're
We are very active. Yeah. Wake surfing, wakeboarding, you know, whatever else we do. It's very active life.
Stay active, because I think it ages well in the end. But want to get your take. So, Florida woman. And we are going to jump into the serious news, but maybe this is one that really, if this sets precedent in the judicial system, who knows where this goes. Anyways, I'm going to call her Kraft Karen, all right? So this woman is suing Kraft mac and cheese.
Okay.
Okay? Or actually, I take it back. It's Velveeta. So we can't use the alliteration of Kraft Karen.
Well, that's kind of fancy. Okay.
Anyways, Florida woman is suing the company, the microwave company, or the Velveeta microwavable company, because she's claiming right now, according to this lawsuit, that the meal takes over 3.5 minutes to cook, and the box label says it only takes 3.5 minutes, Brandon.
What in the world?
So her name's Amanda. She's okay. The plaintiff. It's listed as a $5 million class action lawsuit.
Wow.
Filed against Kraft Heinz Food. There we go. We can say Kraft. So anyways, the suit alleges that the statement of, quote, and this is on the outside of the box, ready in 3.5 minutes, is false and misleading because the product takes longer than 3.5 minutes to prepare for consumption. She goes on to say that the 4 steps to prepare the meal that are printed on the box label before alleging that the 3.5 minutes ready time is really just the length of time it takes to complete one of the several steps. So she's taken 3 minutes to fill up the cup with the water to the line to make it preparable for the microwave.
So she's just really taking her time to make it accurate. You know, this reminds me years ago of the McDonald's coffee that they sued McDonald's over, the hot coffee, right? And got in her car, and she drank it. It burned her mouth. It was too hot. You remember that? It was millions. It was like $20 million.
So
I love these people.
It's like, well, should I be able to sue even though they say like size is not accurate on my Lucky Charm cereal box, that those marshmallows certainly don't look as appealing?
The colors aren't as strong as they appear on the box.
It's like expectation.
Don't give me ideas, Ben. You're giving me ideas. Don't give me any ideas.
With the inflation the way that it is, Brandon, I think we go after
We could go in together on that.
Kellogg's.
All right. Any attorneys out there, we're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready. Call us.
Kellogg, look out. Brandon and Ben are coming and suing you over the expectation versus reality of your Lucky Charms marshmallows. All right. We were talking last hour and wanted to get your take on this because I know you're a big Second Amendment guy, as a lot of our listeners are. And anyways, there is new legislation that would be coming after folks like you. Now, their opinion would be, well, we're not saying you can't have a gun altogether. You just need to jump through more hoops to be able to carry in the state of Tennessee. Sure. Anyways, London Lamar, state senator here in the city, she's filed legislation to end permitless carry in Shelby County. Here's what she said. I want to get this from her, this soundbite. here in Cut 6.
Well, I know it will be an uphill battle. Right now, we are still dealing with crime in our city. We need to make sure we are holding folks accountable who shouldn't have guns, and people who can have guns can get them through the appropriate permitting process. And we have to be responsible. And we as a city have to come together, decide that we love one another and love our city and choose to do the right thing and hold people accountable to making sure they are doing the right thing, too.
So anyways, you heard that there. We really love one another, and we do in the city of Memphis.
Right.
Let's go after your guns.
Yeah. You know, every time that crime goes up in a Democrat-run city, this is the first thing they go to. And like I said, it's really sickening because it's a death sentence for the people that she represents. And, you know, most importantly, I have many, many guns. I carry as well. I do have a carry permit because I got it before the law passed last year. It was back when I was 21. But this is a death sentence. And to be honest with you, Ben, we already have a process for this. We already really have a permit. And it's the Second Amendment to the Constitution. It's the right to bear arms. And so, you know, I would say London Lamar, you know, why don't we start doing, you know, should we do literacy tests for voting? Should we do literacy tests or you know, restrict free speech? You know, they attack the Second Amendment every single time something like this happens. I would like to see her work with Republicans in the House and the Senate to keep these criminals in jail and keep them from getting out on the streets, because right now the laws in Memphis, and Memphis is a crime-filled city. And it's sickening to me. I'm a victim of crime myself. I've been broken into the past.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, twice in the past 3 months. Every night I see cars being stolen on hospital parking lots around town. It's sickening what's going on here in Memphis. And to say, you know what, we are going to go after the law-abiding citizens when they're the ones that are at disadvantage. Because criminals, I've always said this, criminals do not follow the law. It doesn't matter how many laws you have. You know, they're not going to go get a carry permit. But it's going to keep law-abiding citizens from going and being able to use their weapon, because most people don't have the time or the money to go get a carry permit.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think, again,
I get fired up about this because I love the people of Memphis, and the people of Memphis and Davidson County and the rest of Tennessee should be able to go freaking buy a gun and protect themselves.
Well, that's the ironic thing about this legislation she's filed, is it would only be for Shelby and Davidson County, which would easily, not even arguably, be the most dangerous two counties in the state of Tennessee, right?
Right.
I don't know that the people that, yes, everybody needs access to their guns. That's not my point. But the people in Shelby County, I'm just going to go out there and say we need them a little bit more, just because the crime.
Just a little bit.
Just a tad bit more, because you guys know, you're all too familiar, as our good friend Brandon is, that crime is everywhere and it's out of control. It's also interesting because here, and we have some audio also from the public's reaction to this. This was a piece done by Action News 5 TV. They ran the piece and they got the public sentiment on this. And one person said, which I find really interesting and not all too shocking with Democrats, is, it's the guns. The guns are doing the damage. Not the criminals, you guys. It's the guns. Take a listen to this in Cut 5.
Shelby County Sheriff Floyd Bonner worried it would increase crime. Mayor Jim Strickland, no fan of the law. And citizens like James Vandergriff.
The guns are doing a lot of damage.
And Trayvon Blake.
You should have your permit if you gonna carry a gun.
Would like to see the GOP-controlled state legislature give consideration to Senator Lamar's bill.
Guns are dangerous and we shouldn't even be around them.
Prince Sugg's parents wisely taught him not to play with guns. Both his dad.
It's too much violence in Memphis, and I think it would be a great thing for the city.
And his mom believes Senator Lamar's bill requiring gun permits in Memphis just makes good sense.
Because people are very careless when it comes to guns. I mean, it's easy for a child to pick up and get a gun. It's easy for anyone to get a gun. We do need those permits.
You heard that was a 9-year-old little boy saying guns are dangerous and we shouldn't even be around them. I mean, where are the parents? I mean, the parents should be teaching a kid like that, especially in our cities. No, guns could be your last line of defense between you and the bad guys.
Absolutely. They're the one piece of equipment that stands between you and death. And I'll say this to all the listeners out there. And, you know, if you're at work and, you know, you sit next to the same coworker every day, I'm sitting next to Ben right now. And as somebody walks in the door and starts, we'll just say, they start firing on people. If I pull out my concealed weapon, I shoot them, I don't have a permit for that. What's the first thought that's going to come to your mind? Is it, Brandon, I cannot believe you did that without your permit. No, it's going to be, you just saved my life. Thank you so much.
Right.
Now, there is an argument to this. The police, you know, they may say, well, you know, we pull over a car of criminals. They all have weapons. Now we can't arrest them. And I understand that counter argument, but we also have to understand there's not enough police in our city to get there when we need them. There's not enough police. And, you know, the Constitution of the United States does not call for a permit. You know, this makes it possible for all Americans to exercise their civil, constitutionally protected right to keep and bear arms. And we want all Americans to be able to do that, even the poor, because this affects the poor, like we know, more often than the rich, you know?
It certainly is not surprising to see. Again, it's called Senate Bill 0010. And it would essentially require a person to obtain an enhanced or concealed handgun permit to carry handguns in certain counties, those counties being Davidson and Shelby. You heard Brandon's take. Want to get yours? Phone lines are open. Do you think residents should be required to get a gun permit to carry a handgun in the city? Or do you feel like this legislation goes after the gun owners and not the criminals in the city? 901-260-5926. That number again is 901-260-5926. We're going to take a break and come back with your reaction up next. Good morning, everyone. Trish, you're doing well. I know Sunday Scaries fought them all day yesterday. Well, the day is upon us.
Yes, it is.
And we're here. Thanks to Brandon Tony for spending a couple minutes with us on this Monday edition of Wake Up Memphis. Brandon, the transition back to work. I know you work in the medical industry, and we were having this conversation. Just because there are holidays doesn't mean you get off, right?
No,
it's similar to news. You go to work and you do it anyways because that's what the job demands. Yep. Anyhow, you did get a little bit of time off, though, because you had to. Because I saw your lights at your Christmas house, I said Christmas house. Your
it's like
Christmas
the North Pole at our
your house.
If you
go to the Tony family's Facebook page, the Tony family, check it out.
You'll see it.
I've never seen. I mean, you're competing with Graceland at this point with the Christmas display.
Listen, I'm just happy that I didn't fall off the ladder. Okay, just happy that I didn't fall off the ladder and break a leg. It's beautiful. No, listen, we love Christmas. We're the crazies out there that start around Halloween. So we put up our trees before Halloween started. So that's how much
you're
excited.
Kidding.
We're just pumped up about Christmas and Jesus and everything that has to come with it. So we're ready for it.
That's exciting, and there's nothing wrong with that. Now I guess you don't have to deal with any of the criticism now because there are those people. It is the post or pre Thanksgiving holiday setup. Do you do it before or after?
That's right.
Well, you made the call.
We're the crazies down the street that put it up at Halloween.
All right, so I want to get your take on what's happening this morning. I came on air and I get emails from the New York Post, and it was just funny to me because they're about 2 years behind. They said pandemic learning loss, and they went through and they basically said 9-year-olds lost the equivalent of 2 decades of progress. Two decades.
It's sickening. It's these people. Yeah,
in math and reading and. Fourth and eighth graders also recorded sweeping declines, particularly in math, with eighth grade scores falling in all of the states but one, right?
Right.
So anyhow, we knew that, but you have our health leaders, our health officials, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Here is the latest. The guy is still making his rounds on network TV.
He loves the spotlight. What a winner this guy is. He gets on TV. I've never seen an actor like this. I've never seen it. He loves the spotlight.
He loves the spotlight, and he loves to be a little dictator. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're going to play this in cut two. And here again, the fault is not the pandemic. The fault is not the mandates, the masking, you name it. It's all the Republicans' fault. But he's not making this political. Listen to him in cut two.
They've clearly politicized it. You know, they say that I'm not political at all, period. I've never been, and anybody who knows anything about me knows that that's the case. But it is very clear when people are running their campaigns with an anti-Fauci element to it. I mean, that's ridiculous. This is a public health issue. So, yeah, it's going to keep going, likely much more geared towards me. I mean, it's obviously a political issue. I'm not going to get involved. I didn't get involved before in the politics, and I'm not going to get involved now in the politics.
Sir, with all due respect, you and no respect to you. At this point, I have no respect for a tyrant who locked down our children for years and gave healthcare professionals like yourself the ultimatum. You keep your job or you lose your job, depending on a vaccine that was a clinical. It hadn't even gone through its trials. And they were just testing it out on people. I have no respect for him. But the fact, Brandon, that he says he's not made this political, I mean, you're straight lies.
Hey, I don't think there's ever been a more hated person in American politics than Fauci. And somebody that, I call it the lost generation. We have a generation that's growing up that won't be able to do phonics. I mean, children that wore masks for 2 or 3 years. And if you remember right, if you posted something on social media, you were either banned, fired from your job. I mean, it was endless what they did to you. And Fauci gets back on camera and he's obviously a narcissist, right? Mm-hmm. Gets back on camera and says, listen, I'm not going to play politics, but I was right the whole time. When we know, we've seen the studies that have come out, and we knew the whole time, but we've seen the proof that he wasn't correct. And healthcare providers, thousands across just our city alone that were let go and fired for not taking the jab, right? People that on a daily basis put their life on the line for you and me who come into the hospital that put it all out there. And he gets on TV and acts like, you know what, it doesn't really matter. And I never played politics. The guy is the ultimate narcissist, and he's not even respected in the medical community. You have people out there who are in infectious disease who just kind of laugh and say, you know what, nobody likes the guy. You know, it's just, he's a joke.
Right. And the fact that this is just a Republican talking point, well, it's not, because all of China is descending into chaos because they took Dr. Fauci's talking points, which I don't know who took whose, whether it was Xi Jinping or Dr. Fauci's, but they were sharing notes, right?
Right.
Very similar if you look at it. There's just didn't end. Fortunately, we had enough people and we had some good judges that struck down unlawful mandates like we saw in New York where they said that is unconstitutional to make people choose between keeping their jobs or getting a vaccine. And right now what's happening in China is so inspiring because you see people fighting for their freedoms. They're really at a tipping point. And when they need more support now than ever, especially from the free world, you want the leader to speak out. And where's Joe Biden?
They're out in the streets. They're fighting their communist police force there. And our president is sitting up eating an ice cream cone up in New Hampshire, wherever he goes every weekend. Okay, wherever his house is at. And America is the land of the free, and we're supposed to be the example for the rest of the world. And when we see people out in the streets protesting communism and socialism, our president's supposed to be on the national stage saying, we support you and we'll do whatever we can. And his butt is sitting up there, you know, clueless. He probably doesn't even know where he's at, licking a big ice cream cone, you know.
And taking selfies with little girls.
Yeah, through the window, by the way, which is creepy as can be.
The thing is, Brandon, is I don't think he can, right? He doesn't have the ground to stand and actually speak for their freedoms because they were tyrants themselves.
Right.
Right? And so it's difficult to point the finger at Dr. Fauci or at Chinese leaders when you were just one of them.
Fauci, please go away. I mean, if you're listening, just please.
You know what, Brandon?
Retire. Just go into retirement. Take your pension and just go away.
It's at the top of my Christmas list this year.
Exactly. Right? No, right. I want a new president, and then Fauci, please go.
And not only go, haul him out in handcuffs.
Yeah. Maybe send him over to China.
Yeah.
He can help out over there.
Maybe he could lead the investigations into the
He can help.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, appreciate you joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Absolutely.
All right, you guys know the story. Whitehaven residents really upset over a Christmas tree outside of their mall there. Anyhow, there's a fundraiser going on right now to raise money for a new tree outside the mall. We're going to speak to the organizer of that, and they're doing it. They're going to get a new tree because people are pitching in. We'll have that interview up next.